And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock God Rick Maxa is en route back home. I have some great stories from Whalers Cove Lodge when he gets back in. Hey, in the studio with me, from Seakeeper, Berkeley Andrews, and legendary Captain Pete Grosbeck here talking fishing, talking bluefin, talking marlin, talking all kinds of great stuff, and we want to talk to you. So if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Open right now. Line open on each one of those numbers there. And in addition, you are going to get a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. One lucky caller today is going to win the new design, the Canolo Coast, which is a great new frame. I just received it from Maui Jim, and they're one of my favorites, actually, a new favorite. Blue-black frame, super comfortable frame, and the blue Hawaii lens, which was also one of my new favorites, too, courtesy of Maui Jim. And you're going to get a ticket to the CCA Beer and Tapas event coming up this Saturday at Portuguese Hall. You want to go. You want to go help fishing and help support CCA, come to that event. It's really fun. Lots of great prizes, and tickets are available now at ccacal.org if you want to go. But one lucky caller is going to win a ticket to go for free right now. So come on through, get on the line, talk about fishing with Pete, talk about Seakeeper with Berkeley, and let's talk about fishing right now with Captain Art Taylor on the Searcher. Good morning, Art.
Hey, good morning, Pete. How are you today?
Terrific. What's going on the Searcher?
Well, we are out on our annual Dick Uringa Captain Potato Head Memorial Trip. I think this is the fifth year celebrating Dick Uringa and memorializing him. He passed about 5 years ago from pancreatic cancer, and he was one of the good guys in our industry, Iron Man lures, UFO lures, and just a fun guy to be around and a great person. So we're out on our three-day trip in his memory, and we had some action yesterday on a kelp paddy with yellowfin tuna and dorado mixed sizes, and just had a good day all around. The weather's great, and we got all day today to see if we can't find another lucky kelp patty.
Yeah, that sounds great. Now we have Berkeley Andrews, who used to own Iron Man after Dick purchased it from Dick, in the studio with us here. So how appropriate is that, huh?
You got any number fives on that boat?
Without knowing that Berkeley was going to be there. So I hope Berkeley's doing well. And, that's kind of ironic that we're calling and that connection with Dick. I guess maybe he's with us today.
Indeed, we certainly know he is. Hey, and I know I looked at the Searcher Sport Fishing website yesterday, Art, and I saw that there was one more spot available on our Let's Talk Hookup day and a half next week, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, and they can get a hold of Celia there at 619-226-2403 or SearcherSportFishing.com and get on that. There's going to be some opportunity for yellowfin tuna and dorado on that trip. There's lots of warm water around. There's some 72-degree water there within day and a half range, and so we're looking forward to getting back out on that trip as well.
Indeed. That's one spot left, so you better get on. You can book it right online, SearcherSportFishing.com, or how do we call you, Art?
619-226-2403. And hey, talking about that CCA event there, we donated a spot on a day and a half trip to be auctioned off, and the proceeds go towards CCA. So if you haven't been to that event at the Portuguese Hall, I understand that it's a lot of fun, and A lot of great prizes, and it's certainly a good cause. And I know Dick would be involved.
No doubt about it. Yeah, it's a blast. It's really, really fun. So get on over to it next Saturday, August 26th at Portuguese Hall right there on Shelter Island. Thanks, Art, for the call from the searcher, and keep getting them.
All right. Take care. Have a good day.
All right. Nice to hear from you. That's pretty awesome, man. Fishing is good right now, huh, Pete?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different opportunity.
Yeah, the guys going down the beach, like Art's doing, they're down there fishing yellowfin and dorado and yellowtail. And those yellowfin, I would think, be moving up. I know some of the guys have gotten them on the kelps.
Yeah.
You know, and trolling and
around.
Yeah, around.
Yeah.
September is going to be, it's one of those years probably, Pete, where, it's, you know, as you know, you're going to get September, going to be more fish than people.
Yeah.
You know?
And September's always
my
favorite month to fish. What
great.
About you?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
It's the best.
It's the best.
Yeah.
The fall is good.
I mean, this is our time right now. Everybody kind of gets all jazzed about fishing in July, June and July. This is our time, right? From now on, boy, this is hopefully it'll go through October this year.
Hopefully, like last year, we're hoping that the billfish show up around, Mag Bay area like they did last year. It was really phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
You take what's given to you, go catch what's there.
You see the marlin fishing getting even better up here?
It's weird because there's scattered fish everywhere. But they're not bunched up. They're only, I think, the west end of Catalina is the only stuff that lately
that's bunched up.
That's bunched up. And with all this bluefin, there's not a whole lot of guys fishing them.
No.
You know, so it comes up, you get the Masters and all of those tournaments coming up next month.
Pesky coming up.
Yeah, and the pesky tournament. And you get 35, 40 boats out there. They pretty much locate the stuff. But
yeah,
there's only a handful of guys that are fishing for them. Most of the guys are gearing on the big tuna.
Yeah, for sure. For good reason, right? Fish of a lifetime right in our backyard.
Absolutely.
No question about it. All right, it's time for our fishdope.com report with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. And this report sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks. The drive to point home, Gamakatsu features the absolute perfect bends and ideal barbs to allow your bait to swim harder and longer. And when they do fall victim to the intended predator, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Good morning, Captain Dave Hansen.
Well, good morning, Pete and Pete. What a great show.
Thanks. Having Pete here is pretty epic, huh?
Well, yeah, and I hope the listeners are understanding what it is to listen to Pete, because the guy's taught me a lot over the years, even though I'm unteachable. I pay attention a little bit, and he showed me a lot of really cool spots up and down the Baja.
Yes, he has. He's we worked together on that.
Even unteachable Dave.
Yeah, Dave's he's paid attention. He's got the numbers, and he did a really good job.
Yeah.
I was able to get a lot of really good fishing spots from Pete, so it's worked out over the years.
Hey, Dave, before you start. The report, I got another guy on the line named Don Hansen. You ever heard of him?
Oh, gosh. No,
yeah.
I've never met the guy.
Good morning, Don. Is Dave unteachable? Is that true? Pick me up, Don.
Uh-oh.
I guess we lost him.
They found out he was on. He hung up.
He heard me.
Yeah, he heard you. Anyway, what's going on with the fishdope.com report?
Well, I don't know. I really haven't heard a lot of the show. I've heard some of the show because we're trying to catch a fish here. What's going on, guys, is we got to talk about this. And I've talked about it over the years on your show, Pete, and this is super important. What's going on at San Clemente Island right now, and I'm sorry, but we got to talk about it. There, the Navy is really, really, really getting tired of no one listening to them. If you go to San Clemente Island, it is super important to be on Channel 16 all day. They own that island. It's not our right to fish there. It's a privilege. We get lucky enough that the Navy allows us to fish San Clemente Island. There's so many days that I'm over there watching the Navy spend countless amounts of time and energy and hours pulling boats out of the cove, pulling boats off the backside of the island. Which all you got to do is have your radio on channel 16. They tell you the exact numbers where they're going to be operating at during the day. And you got to stay out of that zone. Or you can go on the internet. It's a newfangled thing they just came up with a few years ago, this internet. And you can see exactly what's going on at San Clemente Island throughout the day.
Or you can call them at, is it Kraken?
Yeah, on Channel 16.
Yeah, Channel 16, and they'll tell you exactly where to
go. Right, and this is what's going to happen, and it's going to happen if we don't start paying attention, if we don't. It's 90% of the time it's the same boats. They know who they are, the same boats. They turn off the radio. They think that they're above, they're above the whole system. They're going to close San Clemente Island forever.
Hey, Dave, it's time to start ratting these guys out to the Coast Guard. Bottom line is they're going to ruin it for the rest of us. Time to start making notes of who these boats are. You know who they are, and you need to rat them out to the Coast Guard and let them know these are the guys that are the problem.
Right, because when this is where I learned how to fish. When I was a young deckhand working on the sport boats, I started fishing San Clemente Island every single day but Monday. San Clemente Island is near and dear to my heart. Pete and I have put together some phenomenal trips for our clients and our bosses over the years out there. And if you take that away, it's going to be devastating. So please, guys, pay attention. The Navy does not want to close the island, but they're going to have to if we don't pay attention to what's going on out there.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But there's some good stuff going on around the island, right, Dave?
That bluefin fishing, guys, has been insane this year. Just absolutely insane. The stuff seems to want to live out there at San Clemente Island. It hasn't left. It's been at least a month, if not longer, that stuff's been in that same basic zone from the middle of the backside of the island down towards Desperation Reef. And 90% of the time, it's outside of the 3-mile range that they're so protective of, because that is how they protect us from all the harm that we could have. So if you guys don't pay attention and then we get harmed, it's going to be your own dang fault, guys. Please pay attention to that 3-mile zone around the island. Pay attention to what's going on out there, because the bluefin fishing right now is absolutely phenomenal out there. You can pretty much set up your day around that bluefin fishing. It's been an afternoon bite. You can get over there. You can see the fish on the fish finder every day. The stuff's just living over there at the island. And then when it decides to bite, it makes for the most spectacular trip for you or your clients or your friends or your family to get a world-class bluefin tuna less than 60 miles from your house. It's pretty insane.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And so let me ask you this. Don Hansen's back on the line. Don, is it true? Is it true that he is unteachable?
No, that's not really true. He's unapproachable.
He's unapproachable. Okay. All right.
He won't tell you anything what's going on. He's very quiet.
Pete?
He's never been quiet.
What? Pete, you think that's true?
No.
Is that true, Dave? You're quiet?
Oh, yeah, I'm super silent.
Yeah.
Hard to get the information out of him. He won't tell you.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, did you find any of that tuna closer to home?
Well, that's the thing. There's some fish now right outside of Oceanside Harbor. There's some fish 8 to 12 miles off the beach. There's fish out there between the 209 and the 289. The stuff, that other stuff that they're finding, though, that stuff's on the move. It's going quick. It's on foamers, little spots of foamers and stuff. The stuff's flying around. The reason why we like San Clemente Island so much is because it's like they're on a rockfish spot or a calico bass spot. You can see the stuff on your fish finder and simply mark it on your GPS and come back to it all day long. The stuff doesn't move. It's really strange. That inner stuff is flying around chasing the anchovies and the sardines. So you can't really pinpoint exactly where it's going to come up at, where you can at that San Clemente Island stuff. So that's why that stuff at San Clemente Island is so near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, indeed. But you do have to pay attention to those Navy closures and help those guys out for sure. Otherwise, we won't even be able to get near that island. Don, what did you you want to add a little something today?
No, just back up what David and Pete both said about San Clemente Island. It's a great spot to us to fish, and we don't want to lose it. Ken, Frankie, and I have been talking about it quite a bit, and so, well, what I really called for is to welcome you into the club. I understand you now have joined me.
With a pacemaker?
With a pacemaker.
You have one of those? You have one of those too?
Oh, I've had one for 20 some years, but.
Oh wow! Okay, there's hope for me then.
I hope that your cardiologist is not listening to your fishing report, because 115 pound halibut is maybe a little more than you're supposed to be pulling on it.
Well, actually, I hooked it and handed it off to my brother-in-law, John. So he
okay. All right. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
But what I really, really call for is that Pacific States Marine Fisheries Commission will be at the Sheraton Hotel at the marina there, right across from the airport, starting this afternoon and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you'll have the state directors from Alaska, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and California. They're discussing fishing issues on the West Coast, so if anybody is interested in popping over and watching sausage being made, they're more than welcome to come.
All right. Very good. Well, Don, thanks for all your hard work of keeping us in tune with what's going on the West Coast here. I know you – geez. Your dad, Dave, is amazing.
Yeah, he is, just to put up with my crap for 55 years, not alone all the other stuff.
Yeah, no kidding, for sure.
That's a fact.
Yeah, Pete agrees with that, right?
That's a fact.
Yeah, I agree with that, David. So.
Nobody doubts that
okay,
one.
Okay, well, I'll let you guys get back to the show. I just want to let you know that that's going on over there. And they're going to talk about whale entanglements. They're going to talk about the bluefin tuna. And they're going to talk about El Ninos and everything else. So it's interesting programs to watch what goes on. But
all right.
I'll be there. So
all right.
Well,
and where and when is it, Don?
Starts tonight. Well, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at the Sheraton Marina, right across from the San Diego Airport.
Okay, very good. All right, thanks, Don. Appreciate all the hard work you do there. All right,
see you guys all later.
All right, thanks. And Dave, FishDope.com's got it all. $20 off a new membership to FishDope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW. It's all lowercase, no space. You gotta have FishDope, right?
Absolutely, you gotta have FishDope. Guys like myself, Pete Grossbeck, a lot of the other cab, Mark Wish, we're all out there every single day, and we report to Fish Dope, and we tell them what we're seeing, and we tell them what's going on the water. So if you're not a part of Fish Dope, and you don't have Pete's phone number or my phone number, I don't know where you're getting your information from.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Danny publishes the numbers exactly. You go right to it, save a lot of fuel, and catch some fish. Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Thanks a lot, Dave. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Pete. I'll
see you
talk
later.
To you guys later.
All right. Very good. All right. Thanks a lot. Dave, one of the colorful people in our business.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, for sure. What a great dad he has.
Yeah. He's a grandpa now.
Dave?
Dave's a grandpa.
Come on.
Yeah.
And you're, I understand you're a grandpa?
Twice.
Twice. And you took your kids, your grandkids fishing in the Sierras.
Yeah, I went up for a birthday trip. With a family birthday trip, and the only member of the family that showed up was my 3-year-old grandson and my wife. So we went and took him up there and hiked around and caught him his first trout limit in an hour on Lake Mary. Ryder was really good. Ryder Verissimo, so he's got that in his blood. It's Portuguese.
Oh, okay.
So he was right at home.
Yeah.
It was great.
That's fun.
Fun stuff.
Great
beautiful,
time
beautiful,
for family,
beautiful.
Right?
It's beautiful up there this time of year. You know, with the snow still in the mountains, it's gorgeous.
Take those kids fishing.
Take them fishing.
Yeah.
Never too early.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones and talk to Chip calling us from Julian. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, guys.
Thanks for joining
us. How's everything?
Great.
Yep. Beautiful day. I just want to comment on the Seakeeper system and driving yachts for over 30 years. It'd be, boy, you'd be a rock star if you pull into an anchorage and with your guests on board and you're not having to worry about a side swell and everybody throwing wine glasses all over the place.
Yep.
And also having those, you know, the normal Naiad or Vosper stabilizer fins that are poking out the side of your boat. Another thing to catch your fishing line on. But, yeah, I just wanted to comment on what a great concept. Boy, if I would have put Seakeepers on instead of a retower, you know, you'd be a very popular man in an anchorage there, that's for sure.
The guys, the guys that have the fins, you know, that they think, well, I got to take the fins off. And they leave the fins on.
Leave the fins on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they
use them both.
Oh, yeah. Use them both. It's incredible.
Really?
Oh, you use them in tandem. That's awesome.
Yeah. You don't take, you just keep, there's no reason to pull rip a system out. You just add the Seakeeper and you're on.
Wow.
There you go. Also, what size, I mean, What's the maximum size vessel you guys are putting the Sea Keepers on now?
Up to around 150 feet.
Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, and there's a Sea Keeper made pretty much for everything in between that.
That's right. We'll take the weight of your boat. We like to perform a performance prediction report just so we know exactly, you know, what we're talking about. We want to make sure that, you know, you're stabilized, you know, that we get that wow effect and that it is at least 80%.
Yeah. Very good. Hey, Chip, thanks for joining us. Appreciate the call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. You want to get through, there's your chance. Hey, I had the website address wrong. Sorry. CCA California, spelled out, not CCA Cal. CCACalifornia.org. If you want to get tickets to the big CCA Beer and Tapas event coming up this Saturday at Portuguese Hall in Shelter Island, $14,000 in prizes available this Saturday at that event. That is pretty impressive stuff. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones and talk to Kevin in Pacific Beach. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. My phone call is about the Sea Keeper. I know he mentioned that they only make them for boats 25 or larger, but I got a Kencraft Challenger, which is a pretty substantial boat. It's 23 feet long, and it's got a big hull. It's a wide beam. I got the bow pulpit plus an Armstrong swim step with my Yamaha off the back. As an end result, it's about a 28-foot boat. Would that still work on that? I hold a lot of gas, so it's a lot of weight on my boat.
Kevin, I'd love to get your information, and let's take a look at it. We want to look at do a performance prediction report, and we can see what we could do. We'd love to help you out. I think our Sea Keeper 3, or possibly our next model to come, would definitely be something that would be a game changer for you.
How much does a Sea Keeper 3 weigh?
It weighs 550 pounds.
And how much does a new Sea Keeper 1.5 weigh?
We anticipate roughly around 400 pounds.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Pretty impressive. Like like about an engine size.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's your phone number, Berkeley?
310-502-0034. You can also find me on our website, seakeeper.com. I'd love to get you coordinated with one of our special refit partners. Where's your boat at?
It's in Pacific Beach in my trailer, but I got a tower too, a belly rail, so that would really help when you're up there rolling around with binoculars.
Yeah, the tower guys are very happy with Sea Keepers.
Ask Pete about sitting in the tower with a Sea Keeper on. Your tower on your boat is
it's up there.
How high?
It's up there.
It could be in Navy. It could be in FAA territory.
Yeah, those guys, you know, they get in the tower for the gyros, and you know they always make sure that thing's on.
Yeah, yeah, you could get thrown out of that thing.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
Yeah, so you turn the Sea Keeper on even in rolling seas.
We come down in the morning and do the startup. It gets started up and, you know, it's doesn't shut off till we get back.
And the guys are up in the tower glassing for fish and they don't feel it.
Nope.
Unreal.
You know, go in there and anchor anywhere you want, put the barbecue on. You know, guys have their drinks, whatever they have. You know, set them down. They don't go anywhere.
Game changer.
Yeah.
Pete, you had a story a couple years back when the marlin fishing was real good up north, and it was
Santa Cruz.
Yeah,
Santa. That was on a weekend, and the anchorage was full, and we had worked our way up the backside, and there's a couple anchors up the backside, and it was in September, and there was quite a bit of the hurricane season is going on. They get the south swell, and that one side of the island is like, you know, you can't get in there. So I didn't think about it. Just ran in there, anchored up, and there was this giant swell that was coming up, crashing up on the beach. And then you see the swell come off the beach. So you have the swell coming in, swell going out. We just stayed there all night and had a great night.
Wow.
Not a bit of problem.
Gosh. Pretty impressive.
And the only boat there.
And the only boat there because you were the only ones with a Sea Keeper.
Yeah, you couldn't stay there if you didn't have one.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, have you been out for a ride on a Sea Keeper boat?
No, I haven't. I'm going to try to do that as soon as I can.
Yeah, definitely. Like we said earlier, we're going to have Sea Keeper demo days coming up next month. We'll have at Dana Landing Market and Fuel Dock September 15th through the 17th, and then we'll also be at Big Bay Yachts the 22nd through the 24th. So, shoot me an email, give me a call. We'd love to get you set up.
And to do that, all you need to do is go on the website, seakeeper.com, go to
Take a Ride.
Take a Ride, mm-hmm. And then that'll directly go to you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, all right, very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. And when we come back, More of your phone calls. You want to get through 877-792-1090 just opened up. You want to get through. There's your chance. And we're going to hear from Yanni from the Fisherman's Belly. Get a great recipe. I'm hungry. Let's find out what's going on from Yanni. Stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming up on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
If you've been searching for that perfect inshore and offshore boat, Defiance is the one. Go far and stay dry is the Defiance slogan. And that is exactly what you get in these overbuilt trailerable offshore boats. Inland Boat Center has the Defiance you are looking for in stock, ready to fish. A huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom and over 300 new and pre-owned boats for everyone, family-owned and operated. Their customer service is the finest available. They take trades of all types and offer amazing financing deals. Check out Inland Boat Center's inventory of Defiance Pilot House boats online, including the Admiral 22 and the San Juan 25. Solid construction with no wood to ever rot. Defiance boats are built to last. It is the peak of the season, and the Defiance boat deals have never been better. Along with great financing, you could be fishing next week in your new boat for much less than you ever thought possible. Inland Boat Center, 681 East Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You know, talking about AFCO, that new anhydrous foul weather gear.
Oh,
have you tried that?
I haven't gotten it yet, but
it's the best by leaps and bounds that I've ever. I mean, we fully tested it in Alaska last week.
That's the place
it rained
to test
every
it.
Day.
That rain up there, that rain will find its way. Through.
Yeah, because it's not hard rain,
no,
it's just steady rain.
Right.
And I have never worn anything more comfortable, breathable, and waterproof than
it's
that.
It's not real
gear.
Bulky. So you
not
still
bulky
can,
at
right,
all.
Right, so you still can be moving around.
It's not cheap, but you get what you pay for. And Hydrus from AFCO, if you want the best, you better get a pair. You need it. Well, of course, on your boat you don't need it. With a seakeeper, you're not going to take any waves over.
Well, I stay up on the bridge.
Yeah, really. You stay dry. Indeed. Hey, want to remind you, too, that 2 weeks from yesterday, Saturday, September 2nd, we'll be at El Cajon Ford for our last San Diego County Ford dealer live remote. Your last shot at the Hobie Kayak and Cedros Kayak fishing trip, as well as the trip to Palmas de Cortez on Alaska Airlines, the trip on the Blackjack out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, and all the great prizes from the Cowboy will be given away. Gary Schiebler from the World's Greatest Fishing Band will be there. And we're going to dedicate this broadcast to a great man who just passed away, Paul Leader, the owner of El Cajon Ford. I don't know, you heard yesterday that he did pass away earlier this month, and such a great guy and such a tremendous asset to the fishing world, and we're going to dedicate that broadcast Saturday, September 2nd, to Paul Leader at El Cajon Ford. So be sure to mark your calendar, and we'll see you there. I also want to remind you, too, I checked it out. There's still spots available to go fishing with Captain Taro on the Liberty, a very special Let's Talk Hookup two-day trip that we're going to sponsor on San Diego's newest fishing boat. It's an ultra-limited load on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, 24 passengers max, and room to fish and enjoy the water. It's going to be a great time, lots of giveaways, lots of stuff, and includes all your food and Mexican license, bargain priced at $650. What a deal for a limited load 24-passenger trip, two-day trip. Starts 8 o'clock on the 17th of September and returns on the 19th of September. Call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500 to book your trip, or book it right online at fishermanslanding.com. And also, we want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, loaded with great fishing pictures and great fishing information from the Eastern Sierra to right here in our backyard here. Indeed, Western Outdoor News, fantastic stuff in there. Hey, let's find out what's cooking. Yanni from fishermansbelly.com is on the line. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a great show this morning. I'm telling you guys, your show is the next best thing to being on the water fishing.
Thanks, Yanni.
Absolutely love it. Hey, listen, so it's sad to say that this is my last recipe on the Tuna War series of the summer. I mean, it's sad, but, you know, listen, I'm going out with a bang with this series. Oh, my God. Yeah, it is a seared bluefin with a summer salad. This recipe does quite a few things. First of all, it helps you enjoy the summer vegetable bounty. I mean, we've got wonderful vegetables available to us this summer. But even more important than that, this recipe will bring you back to the moment that you caught that bluefin, that yellowfin. It'll bring you, you'll end up with the smell of the ocean and the taste of the sea in your mouth with this recipe. This recipe will teach you how to make two different kinds of dressings, one for your salad, which is lemon and olive oil, and the second dressing is a ponzu sauce, which so many people think is so mysterious. But the ponzu sauce is simple. I show you exactly how to make it, and you put it all over your seared tuna. Now, here's the most important part of this recipe. How about you guys? Do you guys have problems searing tuna? Are you afraid of searing tuna?
Never. I like searing tuna. No way.
I've run into so many people with so many problems on searing tuna. And for those of you that have got it mastered, good for you. Those of you who are a little bit skittish, this video recipe will show you step-by-step exactly how to sear tuna, how to season the seared tuna, how to watch the tuna as you're cooking it, and even more important than that, how to let it rest and how to slice it. Did you know that when you slice up seared tuna, you always have to slice against the grain?
Yeah, that's a really good point that a lot of people don't understand, and it just makes it taste and chew that much better, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, this video recipe goes through it all. So check out the new video recipe, the seared bluefin tuna with a summer salad. And listen, I need to give out a big shout-out to all my Facebook followers because they submitted a bunch of their tuna pictures from the summer. So I put them on this video, and I'm really thankful for that. And one last thing. For all you fishermen out there that use the Internet, you guys have got to discover not only YouTube videos but YouTube channels. YouTube channels are just the most insanest thing in the world. You can start off by going to Fisherman's Belly Channel. That's all one word. Go to my channel, figure it out. It's easy to do. But once you master YouTube channels, there are so many. You guys have a YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah. Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. You betcha.
Absolutely. And so does Bloody Dex. YouTube channels are amazing resources. So
absolutely,
I urge people, go to YouTube channels.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that very much. And we will talk to you in a couple weeks. Yanni from fishermansbelly.com.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
All right, you too. All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines. Henry in Santa Cruz, you're on Next Talk. Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Pete. How you doing? It's Henry up in Santa Cruz. I had a question for Captain Grossbeck. I've been down to San Diego a couple of times, probably three times in the last two seasons. bluefin fishing. Bluefin have been winning, but I've seen a couple of swordfish. You know, when you're up on the bow on a boat like the Liberty or the New Lowland, and I've got a rig that I think might work. I've got a 35,000 Shimano spinning reel, the Stella. I've got 200-pound braid with a 200-pound leader on it.
That's heavy duty.
You know, the big fish. The big fish with a lot of people on the boat. And they can't sit around for 3 or 4 hours
That's the big problem.
You know, there's too many. I saw about half a dozen fish this year and last year. Probably 150-pound tuna that got caught, you know, with the 50, 60-pound leaders and the, 50, 80-pound braid. And they get them to the boat, and the fish takes off again, get them to the boat, fish takes off again. And after about an hour and a half, you know, the hook just drops out. And it's, you know, I think maybe with the bigger gear, it might help. Help me. I don't know. Maybe I'll get yanked off the boat with 30 pounds of drag and,
like a lot of the sport boat that's, it's rare rod fishing. We caught a 223 last year on a Stella 17,000, 80-pound 130 liter to a popper.
A popper, yeah.
Yeah, 2 hours. But what we had is they make a little a strap that goes around their...
Yeah, AFCO, it's called a spin strap.
Right.
Yeah.
And that snaps the harness.
Yep.
And we snapped in the boss's son with that. And it really made a difference.
It snaps in right above the reel, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's just two hooks.
Simple little
thing. Two rings that snaps in any kind of harness you want.
Yeah.
And it works great.
Yeah.
It works great, and
so you put a belt and the harness on,
uh-huh.
and that spin strap, and you can yep. get it.
Now, catching that's the problem with the marlin and the swordfish off a sport boat, is it's one fish that takes a while, and they don't like to tie up the boat for one fish.
Yeah.
Sometimes the charters will do that. Boat and party is kind of hard because you get somebody in there that's grumbling about it. But if you can catch a swordfish from a sport boat, that's a big you have to get them to go for it, and it's you got to plan there be there for a while, that's a tough one.
Does a swordfish, a 200-pound swordfish, pull harder than a 200-pound bluefin?
Yeah, I think so.
It does.
Yeah. Depends on where they're hooked, but they're a different creature.
Yeah.
They're just a very different creature.
The gladiator of the sea.
Yeah, they do some weird maneuvers, that they, they'll set up behind the boat, look like you come get me, and then they'll charge the props. And
really?
Oh, yeah. They do some weird stuff.
No kidding.
Yeah,
just like angry.
About everything. And they're very fast.
Yeah.
They go from nothing to 60 and flat,
Yeah.
I mean, they're just now.
There's stories of guys getting a swordfish close to the boat, like within gaffing range. And the fish is still hot. Is that a very hazardous duty there?
Yeah.
If you stick a gaff in that thing?
Well, you got to remember, too, is that you can do it. I mean, Steve got one last year Leslie got one last year in 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And it went down and came up and was kind of disoriented, and they slid on it. And Steve knows about that. Knows the attack. They'll go into the boat, so he took off to the side, and they got it in about 7 minutes. But you got to stick them over the dorsal. Kind of in the head,
uh-huh.
because if you gap them anywhere else, just put like a knife through butter. It just rips right out.
They're so soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a challenge.
Yeah.
It's a challenge.
You ever stuck one hot?
Yep.
Yeah. And what happened?
Broke a couple gaffs, broke the bill. Got him.
Got him.
Yeah.
But it was gnarly.
You gotta be ready. I mean, you got to be ready.
Yeah.
If you're not ready for it, if you go out looking for sword fishing and catch a swordfish, you got to be ready for them. You got to be ready for the tackle and the crew and the gaffs and, the whole thing and watch what you're doing. And, I mean, it's a different, and plan on being there a while.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Henry. Mike in Phoenix, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Great.
Hey, my question is, normally I'm from Phoenix now, but normally I'm over there July, August fishing. I'm not going to be able to get there this year till late September. You think they're still going to be happening around then?
Pete?
I wouldn't see why not.
Better.
It could be. The yellowfin tuna that are down below could move up on the kelps. Mm-hmm. It all depends on the water. You know, if the water holds, there's no reason they shouldn't be here.
And you know what was weird is it got really warm a couple weeks ago, right? And then it cooled off again,
mm-hmm.
which is more normal.
Normal, right.
Right? It's back
it's
to
more
normal.
Of a normal. It's a more normal year.
Yeah.
You know, we have the, like I said earlier, we have a lot of the green water, off-color water, and there's edges now where during those El Nino and warm water years, you know, it's just all,
there's no edge.
All the water is the same.
Yeah.
And now we have edges that set up.
Why are edges important?
Well, they set up, there's current breaks on them, you know, current breaks and temperature breaks and kelp set up on them, the bait sets up on them, the fish set up on, you know, this, it's all connected.
And which side of that break do you want to be on?
Well, it depends on, these bluefin have been, you have the green water, and then they have this off-color, then it goes to blue. They've been on that medium
the off
edge, color. And that's where the bait's been stacked up. They don't get in the green, there's not as much bait out in the clean, so they basically congregate where the bait is.
Find the bait.
And the kelps are stacked up on the breaks. And
oh, do they?
Yeah. So it's a lot of these years like this with a lot of green water around, they see a lot of swordfish in the green water.
Yeah.
So the fall part would be good for swordfish. I'm not sure what the marlin are going to do. It sounds like they're up west, up by, you know, Catalina, west end of Catalina right now.
Yeah.
Except Berkeley had a triple on a spot of dolphin yesterday. So.
Yeah. Fish and tuna, right?
Fish and tuna.
That's right.
Yeah, so
got to love that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Mo and Vista, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Mo.
Yeah, I was calling about, I got a 26-foot Blackman on your Seakeeper. What are we, a ballpark number? Are we talking 15,000, 20,000 for a Seakeeper for a 26-foot boat next year or whatever?
You know, it's all preliminary right now, but let's keep in touch. Let's get you out for a demo ride. It's becoming more and more affordable. So the smaller market is in our crosshairs, and we want to get everyone, you know, out there. We want to get them stabilized, and I mean.
But you were talking about the new Seakeeper, the 1.5, starting at like 14,000.
That's right. That's approximate ballpark. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, we see the future by 2021, Pete, to have gyros on boats down to 20 feet.
Wow. Pretty amazing.
You know, this is something that's, you know, a game changer, and we just want to make a smaller boat act like a bigger boat, you know,
yeah.
and get you fishing out there.
Yeah, and no roll.
That's right. Fight the fish, not the roll.
They got gyros and binoculars.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. And now they have gyros and boats.
Yes.
What's next?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's good for me.
Yeah, it's right. good
I'll
for ta- me,
I'll
too.
Take both of those.
I need the gyro and the boat, for sure.
Yeah.
Gotta have
I need
it.
All the help I can get.
Yeah, you, me, both. Yeah. Thanks, Mo. Appreciate that. And when we come back, we're going to give away a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses and a ticket to the CCA Beer and Tapas event this coming Saturday. More from Pete Grosbeck and Berkeley Andrews. Stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know. CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. They're master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Adam, who's our winner today?
That is Chip and Julian.
All right. Congratulations, Chip and Julian. You win that pair of Maui Jim sunglasses and that new Canola Coast with the incredible blue Hawaii lens. And you're going to the CCA Beer and Tapas event this coming Saturday down at the Portuguese Hall in Shelter Island. Going to be a great event. Again, ccacalifornia.org, $14,000 in prizes. You want to get a ticket, there it is, ccacalifornia.org. Pete Grosbeck and Berkeley Andrew, thank you guys.
Thanks, Pete.
We'll see you on the water, and thanks
for
all your knowledge.
You need to get your boat out there.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm all tickered up here, so I'm ready to go for sure. And Berkeley, if we want more information on Seakeeper,
www.seakeeper.com, and be sure to take a ride and be amazed. Get out on our boat. We're going to have Seakeeper Demo Gaze coming up here in September. Dana Landing Market and Fuel Dock, September 15th through the 17th. Big Bay Yachts, September 22nd through the 24th. And then we'll be up at the Southern California Boat Show at the end of the month. You really got to get out for a ride.
You definitely have to get out. You'll be absolutely amazed. And then they just go to seakeeper.com, click on Take a Ride.
That's right.
And that'll contact you, and you'll set it up for them.
That's it.
And it's all free.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, Berkeley, great job. Thank you very much, and thank you all for listening. Ricky and I will be back next Saturday with Lyle Belquist. He runs the Coastal Angler Tagging Program. Lyle's a great scientist, does a lot of work here, and tell us all about the bass fishing in Southern California, the rock fishing in Southern California, and more. Lyle's a great guest. And next Sunday, the Pat McDonald Retirement Tribute Show. As you know, Pat McDonald retired from Western Outdoor News, and we're going to pay tribute to this great man, and he'll be in the studio with us next Sunday. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090. So tell me why.